I give my best to Springville Hill. Once upon it, the yellow bonnet garland all on, and you were waking, and day was breaking, a panoply of song. And summer comes to Springville Hill. Summer comes to Springville.
CJAM 99.1 FM.
Time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD. That's right, you're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm Big JD. Today's guest this week, Reese Treno. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, you actually are, man.
Yeah. Okay. He joins me on You Talking to Me. Reese is a local real estate agent. He also holds a law degree from right here at Windsor University, making him especially sought after for commercial real estate. And we'll talk about both residential and commercial real estate in our area and how these are affected by our current economy. And you'll definitely want to pay close attention to our discussion on income property. And as well, Reese is involved in the film industry, not only as an actor, but also with writing, producing, and financing through
Probity.
All right. Productions. And we'll talk to him about that as well. Reese, welcome to You Talking to Me.
Yeah, thanks, JD.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about your background. Very impressive. And you hold a few degrees.
Yeah.
And are all your degrees from University of Windsor?
Yeah, my dad's a prof here, so it was, and I you know, when I was younger, it was athletically, I was a track and field runner, so to stay at the University of Windsor made a lot of sense. It was sort of, you know, free tuition as part of a professor's benefits for their children, and Coach Farrell's got by far the best track and field team in Canada, so it was a no-brainer to stay, and really happy I did. 7 years here, and you know, absolutely no regrets.
And you actually informed me pre-show that you had a radio show at CJM.
Yeah, 1997-98, I'm dating myself, but yeah, myself and Dan Zagordo, who's had a long career helping out the Windsor Lancer football team as an assistant coach. Dan and I had Jock Talk Radio back in like 97-98.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun, man. I'm sitting in my old chair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So co-hosting.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It was basically, you know, what you'd expect out of two idiots playing sports. Like, we're just ripping on each other and bringing on, you know, like the quarterbacks and, the best athletes. And yeah, just having fun, man. It was a good time.
And that leads me to my next little discussion here is about you being an award-winning athlete. Have you, what have you done? And are you still competing now? Are you still playing though?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a washed up guy now, right? Mid 30s, but I did. You know what? It shows God's got a brutal sense of humor.
How do you think that makes me feel?
Ah, come on, man. No, I tell you what. This is really funny to me. Not so funny to other people, I guess. But I find it highly amusing that I still play soccer. But I mean, I'm in my, you know, I'm in my sort of sunset of my career where I should probably be in over 30, but I'm still playing with the young guys in the senior premier. And yeah, last year, I mean, I swear to God, Jeff, I was in the doghouse because I was so focused on acting, as you previously mentioned, over in Detroit. And I was coming, you know, once a week, and they'd start me on the bench, and I ended up being the top goal scorer in the league. And it was just like, it's just, you know, the only way that happens is if, you know, God just wants a, it wants a little joke, or if I've got a lot of horseshoes somewhere. Like, that was just the biggest fluke. But so still playing, but now not just, it's just for fun now, man.
Right, right on. And also, before we get into the some of the business aspects of the show, I guess, you're also a volunteer in the community. What are some of the things you're doing?
Well, it varies on the year. Okay. You know, as far as what we're doing right now, myself and the team are actually, I'll announce this for the first time, we're building up towards starting to, you know, sort of fix and flip an income property. So we're going to start taking a beat up sort of duplex, triplex, fourplex, or, you know, a house around the University of Windsor that your listeners have absolutely destroyed, and now it's selling for cheap. I'm joking. But then what we're going to do, because we do a lot of this anyway, we do a, we sell a lot of turnaround projects, more so than anybody in town by quite a margin, actually. And we'll also do a few ourselves, and we're basically saying, hey, why don't we start doing one once a year where we donate the money? And we're actually going to focus it, if I have my way, we're going to focus it heavily on giving back to the University of Windsor, which has given a lot to us. There's three guys on that team that all have university degrees from here. And hopefully the Essex Regional Conservation Authority as well, because they're doing great work right now to, among other things, you know, protect the watersheds. And I don't think there's any organization in Essex County that's doing more to increase our quality of life, higher quality of life. You know, is paramount. And you know, from a real estate agent's perspective, that leads to more real estate sales. So I mean, it's you know, it's one big positive feedback loop, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Sounds really good. After the break, I want to get into income property and also talk about Probity.
Yes.
Productions.
Yes.
I, you know, I've been calling it Probity, and I wanted to ask you before the show just to make sure. And I thought Probity sounds more like it might be like a. You know,
we're gonna. We're actually. We're in the midst of rebranding it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is? What does the title come from?
Probity means. Probity just means honor.
Okay.
It just means honor, and it was just a word that I've always loved. You know, because I do the screenwriting, and you know, you become sort of a wordsmith, and it's just a word that I've. I don't know. I'm a word geek.
I thought it might have come from someplace else, like.
Yeah.
Like, what's the meaning behind it or anything?
It just means
like the word.
Just means honor, man. Just means honor, and I just really like it. But that's probably going to go. It's
that's a good thing in that business, anyway.
Well, because the thing about how hard it is to pronounce Probity Productions, and you're having difficulty with it, we need, you know, something way easier to say. Yeah. Yeah.
So right now, let's discuss residential and commercial real estate. First off, can we let listeners know which realtor you're with? Or
I'm with Manor Realty, which is one of the non-franchise boutiques. In other words, you know, we're not nationally based; we're Windsor based. I was started about 25 years ago by Steve Mustak, Bill Gerard, and Jack Nero, who are all still with the firm. And I tell you, Jeff, you know, I've been in different working environments, and I thought it was going to be, you know, a lot more cutthroat, which it is at a lot of firms. But Manor Realty is really, I've never seen, like, I thought real estate, there'd be a lot more sharks. And at least at our office, it's a bunch of hardworking, competent people. And I love it. I look forward to work every day with those guys and gals.
So in talking about, you know, some of the things between residential and commercial, residential, obviously buying a house that you're going to move into, you're going to live in. You're not flipping it. You're not. You know,
say that again. You mean for me?
Well, I mean a residential property. Usually somebody's buying that to move into and live.
Yeah. So, with the residential home specifically, well, first of all, right now, if you understand the concept of buy low, sell high, kind of, you know, it comes from the stock market.
Right, right.
You know, if I can offer any word of advice to anybody thinking of buying, I mean, the recession's over. And
yeah.
If you don't think it's over, you're wrong. It just is, and I can't explain that in half an hour on the show. But
are they still at the tail end where they
exactly? Yeah. So the prices have only gone up 4% so far. That was in 2010, and that's after drops of close to about 13% total. Mm-hmm. So you're still at a point right now where you're still at that low end fair market value wise. And look, however you slice it, outside of Toronto, Vancouver, and Calgary, the rest of the country's home values still go up at a Canadian historical average of 5% a year. That's mm-hmm. what it's been doing since the 1800s. So if you have a few years in a recession where you're dropping a total of 13%, guess what? You got to make that up somewhere to come back to that Canadian historical average. Average mm-hmm. is the key. So you can expect some years now where you're going to get 7, 8, 9% property appreciation gains pretty quickly. And we're already seeing it. Like, Jeff, I've already had 10 sales in January and 10 more listings. I mean, it's January. Usually yeah. it's like 2 sales, even uh-huh. during good. So it's coming, people. And if you've been thinking of buying, get your butt off the fence and get going. I don't care if it's with me or somebody else.
So when someone's looking for a new place, is money usually the main concern, or are there, do you find there's other reasons, you know, why their reason for looking for a home or what they're looking for?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, homes are different from income properties. We do a lot of income property sales as well, but homes are an emotional purchase. Mm-hmm. There's no real logic behind it. You know, I guess what separates us from 99% of the other agents, and this sounds stupid, but we listen to the client.
Yeah.
So when the buyer comes in, we actually sit down with a pen and pad of paper, and we write out everything, and we make sure that we've got everything that we think we need. And you try and read between the lines, too, because a lot of people will say, well, I want a big backyard. And I mean, most agents are then going to look for that big backyard. What they're really saying is they want privacy. They want to hang out in that backyard, have privacy. So if there's a 8-foot fence to me and to the client, it's generally as good as that big backyard. Yeah.
Are there do the concerns differ from a first-time home buyer than somebody that's moving for some reason or other?
Well, certainly. I mean, like anything else, you know, the first time you're doing something, that you don't have that same comfort zone that you do when it's the second or third time around. So with the first-time home buyers, I think most agents understand that you have to have a higher level of patience, because you're going to get 10 times the questions, 10 times the concerns. And,
right.
And you know, once you get that first one done and you kind of know the rigmarole of it, it's a lot easier.
What are some of the potential problems that could arise without using an agent? And what? So, you know, why is it important to have an agent? I mean, maybe you have the top couple things that you can, you know, we're half done already.
I've had these discussions a lot, because a lot of people think they can do it themselves. And
right.
even you know, when I started buying student rental properties at the age of 20, I couldn't fathom why people would try to do this themselves. And now that I'm a real estate agent, boy, I understand even more why you don't want to. And a lot of it is just, to keep it quick, JD, is sort of... first of all, if you're a homeowner, you've got an emotional attachment to your own home, and that screws things up big time. You know, how are you supposed to negotiate logically mm-hmm. when you're thinking emotionally? Good luck.
Right.
And what ends up happening in a lot of cases is people have owned the home for 20 years, and they're happy to get, let's say, $100,000 for their place when it's actually worth $120,000. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. You know, they've owned their home, and I put down the tile myself, and I did this myself, and I did that myself, and I did all the tuck pointing, so it's worth $300,000. Well, no, I mean, it's worth $220,000, but, you know, it's that lack of information, that lack of knowledge. And it's funny, you know, when people think they can do real estate themselves, and I'll tell you, about 1/3 of them are successful. Mm-hmm. You know, 1/3 of them manage to get the price right and manage to get it done themselves.
Right.
The problem is the majority screw it up. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how else to put that. Like, the amount of, I'll give you a great example. I had a buddy call me the other day. Reese, I want you to act as the lawyer on my real estate deal. And I was like, well, I don't do the real estate transactions. I just do the sales. Well, I just wanted to give you a little bit of business. This is the house I'm buying, and this is the price I'm buying it for. And I'm like, I hear the street and the name and the price. And I'm like, how's anything worth that much on that street?
Yeah.
Sure enough, I look it up. I'm not even kidding. He was paying $150,000 for a $100,000 house, and I managed to save him out of that deal. And you know,
wow.
And then he went and tried to buy another house himself rather than using me. And you know the next text I got from him? Reese, I need a good lawyer. Not a real estate lawyer. He wanted to sue the agent that did rings around him. And it's like, guys, just use a real estate agent. Especially if you're a buyer, JD. Like, why? It doesn't cost you any money. And that agent goes crazy for you. You don't see in the intense negotiations an agent does for you. It is very skilled, and it is very intense. And you can't do that yourself.
Right.
It's just, you can't.
Are things the same in recent times now for a first-time home buyer to as far as what advantages there are for them?
I'd say
for the first time.
Yeah, I'd say the advantages right now are as good. They've never been better in 7 years, and that's as long as I've been in the business. And so since I've been in the business, they've never been this good for a couple of reasons. One is, again, you're at a low point price-wise in the market. It's still a buyer's market where the ratio of properties for sale versus buyers is way in your favor. You've got, as a buyer right now, you've got way more opportunities than you will say in the middle of summer once this economy starts really, really heating up.
Yeah.
The other flip side of that as well is the government has actually bent over backward for first-time home buyers as well. I've seen like sort of CMHC loan-to-value premiums go up to 95%, whereas when I started, they were 85%. And as well, Dwight Duncan and the Liberals, which everybody loves to hate, but in my opinion, have done a lot of great things for this community, have put in the first-time home buyer rebate for land transfer tax, which again makes it easier to own a home again.
Right. And now, although you're a real estate agent, you're also a lawyer.
Correct.
So that's pretty unique. And also, I saw at some point in time, I haven't seen this recently, but you are or were the only lawyer. Was it Ontario?
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah, well, I was distinguishing myself from my own compatriot at Manor Realty, Mark Eugenie, because Mark is the Law Society of Michigan.
Okay,
he's Michigan Law Society. I'm Upper Canada. I'm Ontario. So, but yeah, my advertising for a while, you're right, was sort of that I'm the only licensed member of the Law Society of Upper Canada in Windsor selling real estate.
Right, yeah. Right, okay.
So I was distinguishing myself from Mark. Mark's a great friend. Mark's actually... the guy that got me into real estate sales, and he's another example of the, like the, our office is top heavy on sales volume. Like of the top 12 agents in town, sales volume wise, we've got six of them, and there's only 50 agents at the office. And Mark's another powerhouse.
And being a lawyer probably comes into play big time with commercial real estate.
Oh yeah. So. No, that's the direction I naturally went into. Like we do, don't get me wrong, we do about $3 million a year in residential, which is great by itself, but no, the commercial, industrial, and income properties, certainly we've branched into. And you're right, the law degree, I mean, what it teaches you is to negotiate contracts, and there's no doubt that the commercial, industrial, and income properties are much more complex. In fact, I consider the income properties to be the most complex of the four categories of real estate sales. And yeah, that law degree is used every day. I know a lot of listeners would know Pat Ducharme, who's a top
familiar name,
criminal lawyer in town. He's also a sessional prof at the University of Windsor in the law department. And Pat said to me when I told him about my decision, and at the time I was kind of half embarrassed about it because I knew a lot of people were going to look at my choice of going into real estate as, oh, Reese couldn't hack it, you know. And Pat said to me in that sort of Pat Ducharme way, Reese, you're going to use that law degree every single day you sell real estate. Yep. And I've never forgotten that because he's been absolutely correct. You really do use it every day. It's all agent-client relationship and negotiation of contracts. So, I mean, I couldn't have a better degree for real estate sales, quite frankly.
As far as commercial property now, is commercial property moving well? Are companies growing and moving into bigger locations, or are they kind of shrinking and moving into smaller locations?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. Certainly, I think everybody's seen the newspaper. It's not rocket science to know that a lot of businesses are now coming to Windsor, and with the mayor and city council's direction to bring in that CIP, that community investment program, it's only going to sort of increase what's already starting to happen. But yeah, I mean, right now, we're working with about seven different companies trying to find them places in Windsor to set up shops. So, and those are varying sizes, anywhere from 5,000 square feet to 75,000 square feet right now. And the biggest problem Windsor has, we don't have enough big places. We do not have enough places between 70,000 square feet and 100,000 square feet to lease out to prospective tenants. That is the biggest problem that we have. And people would be shocked to know that. We don't have enough big places.
And speaking of size, sometimes size matters. And so,
Hey, way to throw in the gutter, JD. I was having a serious conversation here.
Now I get what you're saying. I wasn't going there at all.
Oh, no.
as far as the size of a place,
yeah,
and commercial property, especially for a new business, what are some of the things they should consider, or should they consider the fact that they may grow? Should they be looking for something that's a little bit more sizes than what they need? Or do you find that, you know, they're looking for a small place right now and they'll grow later or move later?
That takes, you know, that's a great question, JD. It's because, you know, because they do sometimes screw that up. I've seen companies move into a place and 6 months later, they've outgrown it.
Right.
And of course, you know, to move into any place, it's a 2 or 3 year commitment at the minimum typically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you do about that? It's hard to tell, man, because you don't know how quickly your business is going to grow or not grow. I guess my suggestion would be to simply, implement your business plan and predict how much you think you're going to grow based on reasonable numbers and
right.
accommodate for that.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with probity and income property.
Sounds good to me, man.
Looking for music you won't find anywhere else? Come on down to Dr. Disc for CDs, LPs, and DVDs, new and used. We are now offering music lessons. Call 253-9744 for more information. Dr. Disc is located at 471 OLED Avenue, downtown Windsor.
You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
If you have an interesting career or an interesting life experience that you'd like to share with others, you can contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking To Me website, youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking the number 2, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
All right, we're back. You're listening to You Talking To Me. I'm your host, Big JD, with Reese Trenhell. And Reese is a real estate agent here in the city and also a lawyer. We're going to talk about income property. And income property is obviously a property that you purchase to make money on.
Correct.
In some way or another. That could be flipping a place, which maybe you can define that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's certainly the most, we call it arcane knowledge. It's a knowledge thing that it's almost like voodoo, getting it right. But basically you've got student rental properties. You can do turnaround projects, the fix and flips that JD was talking about. You can invest in, like an industrial building that has a long-term client in it or clients in it, commercial plazas, commercial buildings, apartment buildings. I mean, it just keeps going on and on. There's a lot of different niches that you can be successful in within it.
It's still an okay time to be looking for income property. I mean, I would think so, as you know, people still need a place to do business out of, and people still need places to live. I mean, it's got to be constant.
Yeah, I mean, it's contrarian theory. So people, if you're thinking of investing, it's all about buying low and selling high. So what you find right now, let me put it in these terms. You know, the clients that are the easiest to convince to invest in Windsor. Bear in mind, 90% of my clients don't live in Windsor. They come in from Calgary and Vancouver and Toronto and Montreal to a lesser extent, and they all kind of invest down into Windsor. But my clients that are the easiest to convince to invest in Windsor and buy property down here are the wealthiest ones.
Yeah.
It's the total inverse of what you know. So you've constantly got people like at the lowest end going, oh, Windsor's falling apart. There's the horsemen of the apocalypse. And then you've got your multi-million-dollar clients going, holy cow, you know, I see Windsor really growing over the next 10 years. I want to invest now while everything's cheap. It's a real dichotomy, and I feel sorry for people that want to invest but just kind of get consumed by their own fears, because I try to tell them, look, you know, here's all the data. Here's the predictable economic figures. And just people, it just goes in one ear out the other with a lot of them, I'm afraid. But it's the ones that do get it, it's a pure joy, because you take these people that are generally middle class, you know, and JOB, just over broke, and you just mold them over basically like a 3 to 6 year period into, you know, people that are making six figures a year off their properties. And, you know, they become great friends, a lot of them, and really, really rewarding.
What's the rent situation like in the city? I mean, purchasing a property for that type of income to a rental property? Are they making decent money on rent, or is it just paying for the place that, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, JD. Two parts to that. First of all, the reason why a lot of out-of-town people invest in Windsor is it's basically the last major community in Ontario where you can still get a double-digit return. And in other words, that means if you buy a place for $100,000 before your mortgage and before you pay your income taxes, you can expect to make, you know, a minimum of about 10 grand. So if you own that building free and clear with no mortgage and you buy it for 100 grand, you can expect to make 100 grand a year, 10 grand a year on it. That's the one part, because you can't do that in Toronto anymore. You can't do that in the GTA. You can't do that anywhere but here. And 7 years ago when I started this business, you could do that in about 7 or 8 different major communities in Ontario. So that's really changed. The other part to that is basically that you've got I've forgotten. Sorry. In one ear, out the other. Sorry, JD.
That's all right.
It's escaped me. That's what fatigue does to you at the end of the day.
Anyway, we were talking about the money thing as far as, you know, what rent's like for people.
Right. I'm sorry. So the other part of this is basically that Windsor does have the highest vacancy rates in Canada right now of any major community.
Okay.
And it's not because everybody left town like people think. It's completely erroneous. The reason is that two things. One is when the economy slowed down, little Johnny that lived in the basement of mom and dad's house couldn't get a job. And little Johnny didn't move out for the first time. And that's generally into the apartment buildings. The other part of that is Windsor typically during normal times has, you know, the third or fourth highest immigration rate per capita of any city in Canada. In other words, we're growing fast. But when the recession hits, that stops. And that was propping up the vacancy or the lack thereof of vacancy in these apartment buildings. But then again, this vacancy isn't spread homogeneously across all these apartment buildings or income properties in general. It goes where you've got the people that know what they're doing are 0 to 5% vacant. And the people that are slumlords are the people that are still trying to be old school in their methods, like putting a for rent sign on the front lawn without putting anything on the internet. They're 30 to 70% vacant. I mean, it's just a tale of two cities right now.
Where can people get a hold of you if they are?
The easiest way, if you're sitting in the comfort of your own home right now, would be to check out our website. Because I've got a team. I'm one of 7 guys that guys and gals that focus on the income property sales and residential. And that's www.ontario, like the province, RCI.com. So www.ontario.rci.com.
Okay. I'm sure there's lots of information there. And also, if we can, in the next, I'm going to say minute to two, can you just tell us about Probity Productions and what you got going on, maybe what you got coming up real quick. And I think at some point, we're going to have to get you back on the show because I really want to talk about this. You got some big stuff going on here.
Yeah, what's basically happened is a hobby has become a business. And, you know, with the everything happening in Michigan, if people don't realize, there was 83 films filmed in Michigan last year. And a lot of those are, of course, the big blockbusters. I happen to act out of the States, but I can't work over there until I've got a visa. But my classmates are doing all kinds of interesting things, like Detroit 187, the TV show.
Right, yeah.
And a few of them are in a movie with Hugh Jackman recently. It's fun, and I'm happy for them. I mean, you know, it's nice to watch their careers build, and hopefully I can be a part of that. But on this side of the border, we've also got a lot of talented people, and more so. People don't realize that there are actual directors and producers that are moving to Windsor. They're Canadian. They want to take advantage of the fact that we're right on the border with Detroit. They want to take advantage of the affordability of living down here. And yeah, JD, I mean, there's going to be times where, you know, I could easily come back on the show and talk about certain projects that are coming to fruition. I can't even really talk about them right now. I can talk about my stuff. I mean, I'm going to the Berlin Film Festival February 10th to the 20th to basically pimp and hawk a few different movie packages that are partially packaged right now. But there's a lot of big stuff coming to Windsor, and it's going to be fun.
Well, that's cool. We'll definitely get you back on the show and talk about Probity, because, yeah, you definitely have a lot going on there, and it's going to be interesting for people to know about that stuff. And it's the industry's really growing here in Michigan. So I really appreciate you being on the show. And actually, where can they go? You got a website for that as well?
Yeah, currently the website, website is probityproductions.com. Wait, I know. Yeah, this is why you got to hire PR guys. You know, Probity is spelled P like Peter, R-O-B-I-T-Y. So probityproductions.com.
All right. Reese, really appreciate you being on You Talking to Me.